Trump policy man Stephen Miller's America First legal warns sanctuary cities. By Warner Todd Houston on December 31, 2024. The conservative advocacy group founded by Donald Trump's incoming Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller is warning sanctuary cities and states against violating the nation's immigration laws. America First Legal has sent 249 letters to officials in cities, counties, and states with so-called sanctuary policies warning them not to cross federal immigration authorities. Some of those who received the letters include Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, Los Angeles Police Department Chief Jim McDonnell, San Diego County Supervisor Nora Vargas, and California Attorney General Rob Bonta, according to the Seattle Times. As Attorney General, on December 4, 2024, you stated that the state of California will not enforce federal immigration laws, encouraging defiance by all California jurisdictions. This rhetoric illustrates the state's intent to blatantly violate federal law. The letter to California AG Bonta reads, "Such lawlessness subjects you and your subordinates to significant risk of criminal and civil liability. Accordingly, we are sending this letter to put you on notice of this risk and insist that you comply with our nation's laws. The fact of the matter is that you and the other officials who support or enforce sanctuary laws, policies, and regulations have a very personal stake in the matter. You each could face criminal prosecution and civil liability for your illegal acts," the letter, which can be read in full here, warns. Along with the letters, the group created a website called Sanctuary Strongholds, offering Americans detailed information about sanctuary jurisdictions across the country and providing contact information for elected officials in jurisdictions violating federal law. The group is also tracking crimes committed by illegal aliens against American women and children. America First Legal is also filing requests with local governments for information to expose any of those governments and officials who may be interfering in legal federal activities. In an emailed statement, America First Legal senior counsel James Rogers said, "Federal law is clear, illegal aliens are subject to removal from the country, and it is a crime to conceal, harbor, or shield them. Sanctuary policies are against the law, make a mockery of America's democratic principles, and demonstrate a shocking disrespect for our Constitution and our citizens. The officials in charge of sanctuary jurisdictions have no excuse and must be held accountable. America First Legal is proud to be a part of this fight to protect our borders and to stand up for the rule of the law." Trump Border's R. Tom Homan has also sent warnings to leaders of sanctuary locales, telling them that opposing legal federal immigration actions could get them arrested. In November, he warned local officials that they should educate themselves about federal law. "They need to review this, Title 8 U.S.C. Section 1324, read about that and don't cross that line. Because it is a felony to harbor or conceal an illegal alien from ICE. Read the statute. Don't cross that line," he said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.